Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Baby.
For tuning in to Pastor's Aid. As always, it's a blessing to be on the air. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with the show, but we thank God for Blog Talk Radio getting it straightened out in the studio with yours truly, Pastor C, and also Rev B. What up, Rev B?
Pastor C, so good to be here on this marvelous Sunday. We had a few little technical difficulties getting started, but we're glad to be on the air. Amen. And so, like I say, we're just glad to be back here for another episode of Pastor's Aid CDC. And, of course, as we always start off every show, we just want to thank all of our very fine listeners for your continued support of us here at Pastor's Aid. We want to thank all of our live callers, all of our live listeners, and most importantly, all of you all who go back and listen to all of the archived episodes. So we thank God for all of your continued support to make this ministry what it has become, and that is to be able to go out and touch the lives of many people. So we thank God for that. I think we're almost over 3,000 listeners. If we're
going on four,
going on 4,000, so, in a matter of just a few months. So,
yeah.
But like we said, that just shows the support of all of our faithful listeners, and most importantly, what God can do. Amen. And also, don't forget tonight, if you do want to call in, the number here is 347-324-5569. And of course, also on Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to hit us up on the Facebook, just simply log in and type in Pastor's Aid. That's PASTRSAID. And you can follow up on Pastor's Aid on Facebook. And also, the Twitter is PASTRSAID316. You can hit us up on that as well. And don't forget, we just want to remind you, for those of you all who do call in, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, press the number 1 and it will cue you in to let us know that you do have something that you want to say. So we really do appreciate that as well. And also, don't forget that after we go off the air tonight, about 20 minutes after we go off the air tonight, you'll be able to go back and listen to tonight's show in its entirety, as well as also our archive episodes from past weeks and days. And also, before we get started, we do want to thank everybody over at the Heart of God for the great work that they did yesterday with the clothing drive and the fish fry. Amen.
Amen.
So we
Amen.
Thank God for that. We know yesterday was a little challenging with the rain, but
got it
was
done.
Set up
got it done.
And the clothes were put on the inside. So we thank God that people didn't let the weather deter them from doing God's work. You know, sometimes, Pastor C, we fair weather folk.
Uh-oh.
Amen. If the weather's not according to our liking, then we feel that we can just close up shop and do it another time. But we thank God that people were still able to go on with cooking of the fish and go on with the clothing drive. And we just thank God for everybody who came out yesterday, whether to support, to help out, and most importantly, those of you all who just decided to come out and to get something. And we just really do appreciate that as well. And don't forget, this is a monthly thing.
Absolutely.
So we'll be doing this again
third Saturday every month.
Saturday in August, I think, which will be August the 18th. So we'll do this again. So if you missed last time and you want to come and donate some other stuff, know that you can always bring clothes and stuff by the church.
Very important.
Heart
Very
of God
important.
Baptist Church, which is 7100 Chesapeake Road, Suite 205 and 206 Landover Hills. Just let us know. Hit us up on Facebook. Drop us a tweet and say, you know, we want to drop some clothes off or whatever. And I've been speaking to a lot of people who do have a lot of baby clothes and everything. So I say, whatever you have, we know that folks will appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And most importantly, folks will be able to use it. So this is not just a one-time thing. We're going to be doing this every third Saturday of the month. And speaking of which, tomorrow, Pastor C, Heart of God will be having their Vacation Bible School.
That's right.
And so we're encouraging everybody to come out starting tomorrow. It will be Monday through Friday. That'll be tomorrow's the 23rd, and it will go through Friday the 27th. And the classes start at 7 p.m. And don't forget, we will be there Monday through Friday. I think we're going to be try to maybe broadcast live Friday.
Yeah,
we haven't really come up with with the decision on that yet, but we're going to try to do something a little different on Friday. And but most importantly, we're encouraging everybody to come out and study God's Word, because I used to be under a pastor that would always say, how much do you know about God? As much as you know about His Word. And if you don't know the Word of God, then you really don't know who God is. So this is a chance to come out and to fellowship and to study the Word of God, and most importantly, to get some nourishment for your spiritual soul.
This is
a feeding week for
your soul.
To come out and definitely be blessed by that. Pastor C?
We want to just encourage everyone to continue to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. So when things like this happen with our technical difficulties, we can shoot out a message on Facebook and Twitter, and you can get updated and let you know that this is going to be the second show that's on the demand screen. We're going to try to delete the first show that didn't start good on tonight, so you won't be confused which show was on. So we'll do that later on in tonight. And then also we're going back and we're putting titles on the shows, so you can go back and you can get the titles and click on the shows that you might have missed, and that you'll be able to see what we talked about on those shows. So again, we give a big shout out to blogtalkradio.com, who has helped us with these various items. They were very responsive to our urgent email tonight about us not being able to get on the radio. So again, technology is what it is, but we thank God that they're responding, and we thank God for your patience for just hanging in there with us. And again, you know, follow us on Facebook, you know, get us connected on Twitter, and we can give you those updates as things happen. It's very important that we have that type of technology to be able to let people know things happen sometimes. And, you know, that's the segue into what we're going to talk about tonight. What we're talking about tonight is perspective. What do you mean by perspective? Perspective means looking at the big picture, looking at the whole picture, and seeing what really is important. And I know we talked on Friday about forgiveness and this whole Colorado massacre that went on this past week. And we were talking about how to get through this type of tragedy and start working your way toward forgiveness. And we got a lot of good feedback, a lot of people talking about process it. this morning, and he was just trying to console people through the process. And Reb B, what we were saying is that, you know, once you begin to process it, once you start trying to work your way from unforgiveness to forgiveness, from going through the anger, from going through all the relative modes of emotion, psychologically, physically, spiritually, once you get to that point, what all that leads you to is what is perspective. What's perspective? What you can see clearly. And one of the things that we want to talk to us tonight that will continue to help us toward the healing process from things that have shocked our systems, things that have just taken us off guard, is that we begin to see clearly or have perspective on what is important in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
What is important in our when you have perspective on what is important in your life, what happens is you can begin to start categorizing things as very important and not so important. When you can begin to start when you go through that process, when you begin to start working toward getting back to some normalcy, it all has to deal with your perspective, and where you put those things in those categories is going to determine and benefit how you begin to start seeing things from here on out. Perspective is like a glass of clarity that we look through, and that you can see, and it greater understanding. But a lot of times what happens is we don't get perspective until we hit like a rock bottom. We hit a place where we can't go any further, and so we have to sit down and we have to look and we have to think about things and say, let me get some perspective on this thing. You know, I might have got, you know, in a traffic jam, but the perspective is at least I haven't gotten into a traffic accident. And so that's how we have to begin to start helping ourselves, when we can clearly have some perspective. And perspective helps calm you down, helps get you in the mode where you can say, I can deal with this because I have perspective on it. It's bad, but it could be a lot worse. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We want to talk to some people to call in tonight, 347-324-5569, and share with us some things where you've gotten perspective over the years down through your life of what was important, whether it was with your family, whether it was with your relationship with God, whether it was on your job, whether it's with your health. What type of perspective have you gained? And by getting a clear picture or a clear perspective, how has that benefited your life? Reb B?
Yeah, we just want to, you know, like we said, we want everybody to call in and give us some feedback and some comments on some of the things that they have had occur in their life that have definitely put things in perspective. And we know that when we talk about perspective, a lot of times it's hard, as we say, to see the forest for the trees. You know, it's hard to see that the glass is half full instead of half empty, because we're not putting things in perspective. And a lot of times what happens is, Pastor C, is that we as people, because we are emotional individuals, we happen the worst thing that has ever happened to them. When we don't put things in perspective, we're never able to say, you know what, yes, this has happened, but it could be a lot worse. You know, yes, I'm sick, but I really could be dead. You know, yes, I lost my job, but yet, guess what? There's still another job out there for you to have. You know, I lost, but there's another friend that you're going to, in every situation, you're going to gain something out of it. And that's where we lose the perspective. You know, a lot of times we always say, oh my goodness, why me? Why am I going through this? Why has this happened to me? But in fact, we need to be able to put things in perspective and say, what is going to come out of this that's going to make me a better person in the end? Because when you have these issues in your life, whether they're setbacks or heartbreaks or whatever,
they're designed to make you a better person. It's a learning experience, you know. And
would you say that's a kingdom principle?
It's a kingdom principle, you know. And the problem is, Pastor C, we have to really go through life figuring out what we need and not what we want. You know, everything that we do is based on what we want and not necessarily what we need. And so when our needs are not being met, these wants cannot satisfy. You know, wants keep you happy, you know, temporarily for a few minutes or, you know, a couple of days or whatever. It's like a quick fix. But when you have what you need, you're able to go through life and always keep things in perspective, you know. But we as a people, because of our wants, we got to have this. We got to have the latest shoes, the latest cars, the latest clothes. We got to have a bigger house. We got to have a job paying more money. We want all of these things, but we don't necessarily need these things. And we lose perspective. We lose perspective important to us. You know, we often, one of the biggest misconceptions that I hear people talk about, and we hear a lot of this in the spiritual realm, is the word prosperity.
Mm-mm.
You know, and people
name it, claim it.
Yeah, people synonymize prosperity with having money, having worldly things and worldly possessions. But you know, we base prosperity on the ability to get what we want, and not prosperity on the ability to have what we need. And I tell people all the time, I said, if you got good health, that's prosperity. If you have a sound mind, that's prosperity. If you have the activity of your limbs and the blood still running warm within your veins, that's prosperity. You know, that's what prosperity is. It's not the external things, because you can take those external things away mm-hmm. from you and still function. But if you don't have those things that you need, you know, then you won't be able to do anything for yourself. And so, but like we said, Pastor C, it's about being able to put it all in perspective. And one of the things that we have to do is stop just living in a self-centered world.
Exactly.
You know, look beyond yourself and see how blessed you really are. Look beyond yourself and really say, you know what? I may not have a whole lot, but I see that God is still blessing me. I see that God is still working with me. And, you know, you can't, and I'm going to say this, you can't go through your life trying to base your success with comparing it to what others have
exactly.
and what others don't have.
Exactly.
You know, because the road that we're traveling is not like everybody else's. You know, the shoes that we have on our feet that are getting us through the courses of life are not the same ones that everybody has. And so you can't go through life always saying, well, I'm not successful, I'm not blessed, or because I don't have this and I don't have that. But look at what God has already given you and stop trying to compare yourself mm-hmm. to everybody else. And that's how we get caught up in the game of trying to compete with the Joneses.
That's right.
You know, because the Joneses and the Smiths, because they have it. And they appear, right, they appear to be prosperous and successful. We feel that if we don't have what they have, then, you know, we're not successful. But that goes with being able, Pastor C, to keep everything in perspective.
Let me give you an example of trying to keep up with the Joneses, the Smiths, and the Johnsons. The perspective is that the Joneses, the Smiths, and the Johnsons, they may appear cars and the money and the riches and the prosperity, but when Hurricane Sue comes through, amen,
mm-hmm.
and wipes all that out, and there's nothing left of their cars, their houses, their possessions, what perspective did the Joneses, Smiths, and the Johnsons have is that all of that didn't matter as long as we got out with our lives.
Amen.
You understand what perspective is?
Yeah.
And it's sad, Rev B, that sometimes it takes tragedies in our lives to get us to get the proper perspective. A lot of times we have a false perspective to thinking that if everything's not smooth sailing, that I'm not doing well. But when tragedy hits, when things fall apart, when the wheels fall off, if you will, then you can get a perspective to say, hey, what's important to me is that I have health, that I have people that love me, and I have a God that I can rely on. And when you have those perspectives, you can begin to start categorizing. This is what I do with people in counseling is you got to start putting things in perspective to what's important and what's not important. When you get up in the morning and you get in your car, it might be 15 years old. But the perspective is you got up and you got a car that can get you to A to B. And the perspective is you got a place to go.
That's right.
That's perspective.
That's perspective.
But when people don't have, when they lose perspective, that's when they get into a situation where they start taking things for granted. They begin to envy. They begin to lust after other things, and they get themselves in problem. You might have a relationship with someone that you might not think is the best type of relationship for you. You might start going looking at 2, 4, 5 other people, and then you get with those 2, 4, 5 other people, and they hitting you in the head, they cheating on you, they smacking you around, they cussing you out, all these things. But when you put it in perspective, that one person that you were with that was honest, faithful, and true to you,
right?
But they might not have the best. They might have had a hoopty instead of a 750 BMW
or 550 Mercedes.
Or 550 Mercedes.
Right.
But they treated you well.
That's right.
They were there for you. You could talk to them, but you weren't happy with that hoopty that they had. So you had to go out and you had to try to get with one of the big ballers, one of the shot callers. You know, big baller, shot caller. But in perspective or in retrospect, when they treat you bad and cheat on you and treat you any kind of way, your perspective is, I was doing all right with the hoopty.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing all right with the person that treated me well and respected me.
That's right.
But why does it take, let me ask you, why does it take, Rev B, tragedy and things in our life for us to get the proper perspective?
Well, I think it's simply this, Pastor C, is that we often take for granted what we have.
Uh-oh.
You know, most people don't miss the water till the well runs dry. You know, people always assume that the grass is always greener on the other side.
You preaching now,
it's not. It's
you
not.
You preaching
it's
now.
It's not. And so we're not really able, Pastor C, to put things in perspective until that thing that we have is taken away, and then you really appreciate the value of it. Sometimes when you're in your situation, you just take for granted that somebody treats you nice, that somebody here. You can't appreciate it till you be with a knucklehead over here who's calling you out. Now I see what I really have. But I would have been much better off with them than I am in this relationship. The thing is, you know, Pastor C, it's hard to really put things in perspective in many cases when you don't really have anything else to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we have to go through these situations in life to really put things in perspective. You have to go through hard times to really appreciate, you know, having good friends or having significant others or having just a good family in general or just anything.
You talking about mean mom and mean dad?
Exactly. I mean, these things, you know, when you go through life, and I can say this all the time, you can too. We probably thought that our parents were like the craziest people in the world. I just thought my mama just beat for the fun of it, you know what I'm saying? Just to get her cardio on, you know? But at the time, you don't
have the perspective.
You didn't have the perspective. But then when you go through life and you come through situations and you are able to retrospect and look back, you're thankful for what you have. And I think that's the key, is to be able to look back and think, God, what I've gone through ain't been all that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's made me a better person. It's made me strong. It's made me wiser. It just made me all of these things. And I used to hear my grandmother say, she said, you know, if it don't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. And that's what it does. You know, we have to be able to put things in perspective. Appreciate what you have, why you have it. Because if it's ever taken away,
there you go.
You know, and you can't get it back, you know, you're going to be at a loss. So I tell people, appreciate your family, appreciate your friendship,
mm-hmm.
appreciate the things that you have, the ability to move and to walk and to do for yourself. And like I said, you may not be the richest person in the world. We all are struggling every day to pay bills and to get up and go to work. And some of us may have jobs that we don't that we don't like, but we're on the grind, because at the end of the day, when you put it all in perspective, if the situation were different, how much worse off would we be? And that's what we need to realize, is to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, when you have perspective, you're thankful for what you have.
Let me go ahead.
Go ahead.
Some folk got good government jobs. Some folk got industry jobs. Some folk got jobs they don't like. Some folks got jobs that they really not have. But let me ask you a question. When you get a paycheck compared to not getting the paycheck, what kind of perspective is that going to be for that knucklehead boss or your supervisor? Your supervisor.
Right, yeah.
When your supervisor is getting on your nerves, when they micromanaging you, when they talking all kinds of things, and it's not good, but at the end of the day, if I have perspective, I got bills, I got kids, I got car notes, I got things to do, the perspective is that I need to stay on the grind, make that money, keep my mouth closed.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep getting the direct deposit. Amen.
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks or first to 15th or whatever, how you get it.
Right.
Amen. Until you can get something better.
Until you get something
better. That's perspective is understanding, this is crazy where I'm working on right now, but I can't just cuss somebody out and say I'm out of here.
Right.
Because the clarity of it is, the point that I'm trying to make, the clarity of it is I need to keep getting paid, amen, until I can get another source to come in. So perspective will let me get my attitude adjusted to the point where I'm not going to act fool, lose my job, hit somebody, hurt somebody, go to jail, and then all the rest of my life fall apart. So my perspective is I need to keep it together, amen, and until I get something better. And that's truly what we need to speak to, in particularly our African-American community, because we like to go off. We like to flick out and think about the consequences later. But we need to have perspective and understand that we need to make sure that we are understanding that our actions have consequences, and making sure that the perspective is that I don't want to do anything that will cause the consequences to have a negative effect on me.
And we need to understand that sometimes you just have to wait out your situation until something better comes along.
You mean don't leave the job until you got another job?
Exactly. You know, just keep it in perspective. You know, just stay focused. Do what you're doing, and always know that, yes, I'm in this situation now, but I know that God is getting ready to move me someplace else. He's getting ready to elevate me. He's getting ready to take me someplace different. And that's how we should look at life. Never look at life as to say you're stuck in this situation forever, because you're not.
And learn while you're there.
And thank you. Learn while you're there, because God has you where you are for a reason. You ain't there just by chance, by rolling of a dice, by default, or any of that. You are there for a reason. I tell people all the time, you may not like your church situation, but you're there for a reason.
What it is?
You're there to learn something.
Help something.
Or you learn to help something. And when it's your time to move, you will know it's your time to move. That's but right. When you leave, you make sure that you take whatever you've learned with you to the next stage of
and
your life.
And don't burn that bridge.
And don't burn that bridge, because you never know.
Can we stay there for a second?
Yes, when you have to cross that bridge again. And I say you never want to leave anywhere on bad terms, because it's all about perspective. Because at some point in time, you're going to have to come back to that person, to that situation, and even for a reference, you may need a favor, just anything. So you never want to leave on bad terms, but that's about perspective. You know, you leave your mom and daddy's home.
Oh.
You better, oh, I know I said that. Oh. You better leave in good graces. You ought not leave because you mad with mama and you got an attitude and you don't like what she's saying or you mad at daddy. You leave on good graces because you know what? I don't care who you are. You're going to have to go back to mom and daddy's house at some point in time. And you want to be welcomed in your parents' home.
That's right.
But that's perspective. That's knowing what you have and learning to appreciate what you have. It may not be the best. It may not be the biggest. It may not be the fanciest or the flashiest. But learn to appreciate what you have. Look, I remember my first car. I hated that bad boy. I had an old Ford Taurus station
wagon.
I had an old 86 wagon. But you know what? It was my first car. It got me back and forth to school.
A to B.
And that's right. And I said, you know what? It may not be the best looking car on the block, but I'm going to drive it because it's going to get me where I need to go, which is to school.
Did you put some spinners on it?
Nah, I put a little tint on the window. Because, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, you keep it in perspective because you say, you know what? This is what I have for now.
Right.
But it taught me how to be humble.
Yeah.
It humbled me. It made me sincere. It made me to appreciate what I had. So when I was able to graduate and start making my own money mm-hmm. and getting me, you know, having the things that I want, I was able to get me a nice little car. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get crazy.
That's right.
You know, because I realized, you know what? Remember where you come from.
Hello.
And don't forget, you can always go back there. You know what I'm saying?
That's perspective. That's real.
That's real. So don't ever think you so far above or on the ladder that you can't go back. Because the folks that's at the top of the ladder, they fall the quickest to the bottom.
Hello.
You know, so you have to be able to put things and keep things in perspective at all times because life gives you so many uncertainties and you just never know where the next chapter is going to take you. But you always have to be willing to put things in perspective and don't drive yourself in the ground
mm-hmm.
to try to have the latest of everything because it comes and it goes and it comes back again. And you waste time and money and effort trying to have these little things to keep mm-hmm. you happy for mm-hmm. just a moment,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I say, if you keep things in perspective, you'll know what things you need to have to really keep you happy for an eternity.
That's it. And one of the major writers in the New Testament, the Bible, was the Apostle Paul, and. One thing that he said that helps me is one of my favorite scriptures, that I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. But the thing that in the verses prior to that is he said, I learned how to abound and I learned how to abase, and that whatever state I find myself in, I learned to be content. He had perspective that whether I was a big baller shot caller
mm-hmm.
with $1 million in the bank, driving the Bentley and the Rolls Royce, or whether I was a tent maker, amen, getting my meal from off the sea every night. He said, whatever state I was in, I learned to be content. That is perspective that will carry us for a long, long way. When you learn to say, hey, whether I'm the big baller shot caller or whether I'm the fella sweeping up after the event, I learned to be content.
Right.
I learned to be okay. In other words, I can roll with the big boys, or I can chill with the fellas that, you know, that are picking one up and laying the other one down is that I have perspective. I understand where I come from. I understand that I can be positive in whatever situation I am. I can be appreciative. Perspective, it begins to start creating a sense of wellness in your life, that you're not stressed out, that you're not in any anxiety or turmoil when things happen. You say, okay, just like tonight with the technical problems that we had, getting on the air late, you know, we didn't stress about it. We went through, we found out, well, who we need to talk to, send an email.
That's right.
And got back on the air.
And guess what? It's a future reference. So if it ever comes back up again, we learn something and we say, okay, well, now we know where we need to do next time. And that's keeping it in perspective. Like we just said a few minutes ago, what are you going to learn from this situation? Everybody fusses and complains and got attitudes and just think the worst. If it's something that makes them uncomfortable, if it's something that has taken them out of their comfort zone, but we need to get in the mindset of putting things in perspective to say, what am I going to learn from this? Every situation, Pastor C, is a teachable moment. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. It's a teachable moment. So what are you going to learn from this situation that's going to make you a better person? And so tonight, we learned what we needed to do if the technology is not acting right before we get on the air. That's a teachable moment.
Absolutely.
You know.
Don't freak out.
Don't freak out. Don't panic. You just say, you know what? Okay, we're going to learn something out of this, and it's going to help us the next go around. Because everything that we go through in life is replayed over and over again. I know they got the phone blowing up tonight. It's played over and over again. But the key is to be able to utilize what you've learned in the past to deal with the situation when it comes back again. And a lot of times we don't do that. We don't take our past experiences and put things in perspective, and we wonder why we still going through the same thing over and over again. Is because you ain't learning nothing. You're not putting it in perspective, and you're not able to deal with it in the right manner. In every situation, take something from it, utilize it, and so when it comes back again, you can say, okay, I've been here before. Now, this is what I need to do next time. You know, I tell people life is like a golf course. If you've ever played 18 holes of golf, they play the same 18 holes for 3, 4, 5, 6 days in a row. How many of the rounds they play, you know. And so when they come back to that hole again, they say, you know what? I didn't play it this way yesterday, so
it cut to the left.
Yeah, right. So now I know now I know I need to cut it this way, or I need to use this putter or whatever.
Slow it down.
So you're able to put things in perspective and use the past experiences to help you with situations that will arise again. But if you're not able to put things in the right perspective.
That's the key.
We have perspective.
Yeah. Our own
perspective. And it's not always the right perspective.
Exactly.
You know, it's selfish, it's self-centered. It's, you know, we want to have a pity party. Why me? You know, I don't do nothing wrong. Da, da, da. But guess what? Life happens to everybody. But the key is to understand, what are you going to learn from this that's going to make you a better person in the long run? And I think that's the most important thing, is that, you know, once the emotion or the initial shock, you know, somebody hits you, the initial shock is, I'm going to hit this bad on my back.
Get back.
You know, right?
Get back.
It's revenge. Somebody do me wrong. The initial thing
get back.
You know, we want to be spiteful. We want to just go out here and do something just drastic and crazy. But when we do that, we've lost perspective. You know, but we need to let the emotions subside.
And that's the whole thing with the process.
Mm-hmm. That's key.
We're talking about the process on Friday. We talked about how you know when tragedy hits, you process and you debrief and you get all the information and you go through this and after you go through the process and after you debrief, you got to get perspective out of all the information that you process. And if you don't get the proper perspective after you've gone through and you process and you don't get the proper perspective, what happens is it sets you up for failure down the road. If you don't understand that clearly this was the choice I needed to make instead of that, then your perspective is not clear. But when you have that clear perspective, like you said, Rev B, then you're prepared for future events. And, you know, we can't stress it enough, but particularly with young people, you got to understand that, and not so much young people, but everybody, you got to understand that a lot of times it's easy to get in the emotions and stay in the emotions and lose your perspective. So what we have to start learning how to do is to work our way through the process, get out of our emotions, get out of our feelings, I'm going to slow down right there. Get out of our feelings. I'm going to say that one more time.
One more time.
I've seen folk get in their feelings. Oh, my goodness. And perspective goes out the window.
None.
Children, get in their feelings. Lord, have you tell them they can't do this, they can't do this. They get in their feelings, and all perspective goes out the window.
All perspective.
Adults, get in their feelings, and all perspective goes out the window. Mm-hmm. Church folk, Lord have mercy. Christian folk, get in your feelings, and all perspective goes out the window. And we got to learn how to get out of our feelings. What do you mean by in your feelings? In your feelings where you hurt and you feel somebody that did something to you, and that's all you can focus on. What somebody did to you, and they shouldn't have did that to me. They didn't have the right to do that to me. But the fact is, it happened to you. That's the perspective. It happened to you. What are you going to do besides whine and cry about it to get to a point where you can put it in perspective as, you know, that's them. They tripping. They always going to trip. And so I'm going to put it in perspective and get to the point where I say that's par for the course for them. That's the way they're going to act.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to do.
That's what they're going
to
do.
And they're trying to push my button. And so because I know that's their MO, I know that's what they're going to do, I consider the source and know that that's what they're going to say, that's what they're going to do. So I put it in perspective that when I'm trying to work in ministry and Sister Dummy and Brother Stupid come along, amen,
mm-hmm.
and I know their MO,
mm-hmm.
I know what they're going to do, I know they're going to act. I'm not going to stop ministering. Because I have perspective that's what they do. That's how they, I'm going to pray for them and I'm going to keep it moving because I know that's the way they're going to act. That's what we have to start learning how to do, Rev B, saying they ain't going to get no better.
No.
Can I use that language?
Yeah.
Or
good.
Do I have to say they're not going to get any better?
Good.
They're not going to get any better.
School is not in session. You good. You think I comfortable with me.
They're not going to get any better. So my perspective is, why am I going to let them run and regulate and rip me away from ministry or rip me away from my job or doing what I need to do to go on with my life when I know that's the way they go act?
Right. And that's the problem, Pastor C, is that we give people too much control over our life. If somebody's done us wrong, move on with whatever and continue to live your life. Don't sit around being angry or mad at this person for what they did. That is them. They're going to do them.
That's them.
They're going to do them. But you still have to do you at the end of the day.
Right.
And doing you shouldn't be dictated by what they do or what they've done. But that's how we live. That is exactly how we live. We are so caught up with what people have done to us that we can't get nowhere in our life because we still walk around with this grudge. We still angry. We still in revenge mode. We still on get back. We just being spiteful, and we just want something to happen to them so then we're able to move
on. Road rage?
Yeah, just whatever. You know, just let bygones be bygones. Put it in perspective and be like, you know what? It is what it is.
He cut me off.
You know what? That's fine. You know,
but my car still running. I didn't get hit. I don't have to file an insurance claim.
Right. Time will heal the wounds. But you need to move on and start that process of healing and continue to live your life. But if you just still stuck in first gear and can't get out of it, you're never going to be able to heal. You're never going to be able to move on. And that's when you've lost perspective, is when you're so caught up in what people have done to you or how people perceive you or people's, you know, people's image of you or whatever. Why is your living dictated on what other people think of you? And I know so many people like that whose life is centered around what people have to say about them. It ought not matter what people think of you because at the end of the day, they don't have a hell or a heaven to send to you. If God is pleased with your living, that's all that matters. Keeping it in perspective. Nobody here is perfect. Nobody here is righteous. So, you know, only God is the ultimate judge.
Absolutely.
Nobody else.
Absolutely.
Nobody else. Everybody's got faults. Everybody's got flaws. So guess what? They can go around pointing the finger at you and saying you worse than they are, but guess what? They worse than somebody else. So at the end of the day, it doesn't even, you live your life, keep it in perspective, keep doing what you're doing.
Keep
ministering, keep witnessing, keep saving souls, keep bringing people closer to Christ, keep working in the church. Do all of these things that you need to do, because at the end of the day, let your work speak for you. Don't worry about somebody trying to speak on your behalf and say, well, you know, Pastor C and Red B, you know, they just talked on the radio all the time, blah, 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 blah. You know, we don't need anybody speaking on our behalf. We want our works to speak for us, and that's about keeping it in perspective. Don't lose sight of your goals. Lose sight of the work that God has called you to do. Because guess what? The enemy has a way of distracting you. And when you get distracted, Pastor C, you lose perspective. And when that emotion kicks in,
getting in your feelings,
that causes you to lose perspective, to lose focus, because you're so consumed about everything that's happened to you that you lose focus of the goal.
Absolutely. And that's what we want some folks to call in tonight at 347-324-5569. Let us know what has happened or transpired in your life where you got some perspective and you were able to see clearly in your situation. Give us a call, 347-324-5569. We're going to take a 2-minute break, but we want you all to think about that. Think about where you were and where you are now, kind of perspective you have now. One of the things that I always challenge people is, you know, things aren't always going to be smooth in your life. There's some trials and tribulations in your life, but give me some perspective on your life without God in your life, compared to God being in your life. That's some perspective for you. Give us a call, 347-324-5569. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Back in studio tonight, we are talking tonight about perspective, talking about how it's so important that you process the things that happen in your life, particularly with like the tragic events that happened out in Colorado or anything in your life, that once you go through that process of processing, trying to work your way toward forgiveness, that you need to come out of it with perspective, and that's on a daily basis of everything we go through. The thing that we need to do is make sure we have the proper perspective. And one of the things that we asked before we went to our break, Rev B, was what kind of perspective do you have of what your life is like with God compared to what it was without God? And me personally, it's the perspective is that my life has been made so much better
as far as my relationship with my wife, with my kids, with my family, because my relationship with God has taught me so many things, taught me wisdom, taught me faith, taught me responsibility and leadership, all by, you know, having a relationship with God and with His Word. And so my perspective is my life is 120% better because of my relationship with God compared to what I was doing without God. And you know, I'm sure a lot of people have that testimony, but those are the type of things that you have to look at when you get in perspective. No, it's not always been easy. Yes, I've had some tragedies, some ups and downs, but my life has been so much better because now I know that I can rely on God. I can rely on His Spirit to help me to get through difficult times. And so my perspective is that with God, I can do all things compared to when He wasn't as prevalent in my life and I didn't allow Him in my life, that I wouldn't making the proper decisions, dealing with things the proper way without Him in my life. And so that's the kind of perspective that we have to have spiritually. That's the type of kind of perspective that we have to see clearly to understand that you know, we have the choice to get perspective, get the proper teachable in our life so that we can move forward. And that's what we got to learn to do. We got to learn to try to learn something and get something clear thoughts, some clear vision, and some clear direction in our life concerning things that are occurring in our lives on a daily basis. Reb B?
Definitely, Pastor C. I can attest to that question as well about, you know, how God has really helped us to really keep things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When you have Christ in your life and God is your foundation, it really helps you to understand your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your purpose as to why you're living, your purpose as to, you know, why you're doing the things that you're doing, and even why you go through certain things in your life. And so I think when you have that spiritual foundation,
mm-hmm.
it really helps you to be able to overcome a lot of situations in your life because you have a different perspective. You know, we have a worldly perspective, you deal with things differently than spiritual perspective.
Absolutely.
And you know, with me, a lot of times I have to tell myself, what is God teaching me in this situation that I'm in right now? You know, when I come out of this, what will I have learned? What am I going to be able to utilize that's going to make me a better person? That's what having a spiritual perspective is.
Mm-hmm.
Is still being able to deal with folks that you know have wronged you. It's
mm-hmm.
still being able to keep a smile on your face when you're hurting inside and continue to pursue in ministry when you walk around with mud on your face.
Goodness.
And, you know, just
knives in your back.
Knives in your back and just everything, you know. But that's what having God in your life does, is that it keeps you grounded, it keeps you strong. But most importantly, it always keeps you focused on the bigger picture, which lets you know that even though I'm going through all this here, I'm still working for something bigger, which is to get to my heavenly home. That's about having perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Some people live life as if this is all they'll ever have. You know, this is it. But when you have a spiritual perspective, you understand that this is just preparation to get somewhere better. But it's all about that perspective. And when you have spiritual perspective, you see things differently, you react to things
differently. Exactly.
You know, when you don't have it, sometimes you overreact. You know, you see the worst in everything.
And that's real.
And
that's
real.
Real.
That's, and that's real. Real. You know, people say, I hear people say all the time, y'all, you never seem to be, and I said, I don't, because at the end of the day, whatever is presented towards me, I know that God's going to bring me through it, and I know that I'm going to learn something out of it. That's the end of it. Whatever it is, I still know that God's going to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I still know He's going to meet my needs, and I still know He's going to make sure that I have exactly what I need to be successful in carrying out His will. God always makes sure that His people are taken care of. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. That's right. That's the word.
Been so young, been old.
That's been young and old. My whole lifetime, he never failed me. And that's perspective. That's perspective in itself, right?
You're going to make me run around in this studio,
but,
son.
Right, but that's perspective. When we talk about, yeah, when we talk about it, Pastor C, that is about keeping things in perspective. Is that no matter what, God, that to me ought to make everybody want to run out and get saved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ought to make everybody want to say, you know what, maybe I ain't living right. No, you're not living right if you're not living for Christ. So that's perspective, though.
Yeah, that's it.
That's definitely perspective. So I definitely can agree with you on that if I didn't have God in my life, I wouldn't even say if I would even be here, because I probably would have gone through something and, you know, probably want to hurt somebody myself or whatever. And, you know, Pastor C, we look at the situation out in Aurora, Colorado. Mm-hmm. You know, when you don't have a strong spiritual foundation, that's what people do. That's what people do. You know, the Columbine, the Virginia Techs. Yeah.
They want to take it out on somebody else.
They
want
to take it out on somebody else because
their life ain't right.
Because their life ain't right. And they've lost perspective. And we often say misery loves company. We want somebody else to feel our pain, to feel our anger, to feel our wrath. And so this is what people do. They go out and they just participate in these random acts of violence because they want people to feel the pain
mm-hmm.
and the hurt that
mm-hmm.
they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you have a worldly perspective of things.
Exactly.
Because you are consumed with everything in the world. And when things in the world aren't going your way, then we react. And oftentimes we overreact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets us in trouble. But if you have God in your life, I can truly say he will keep you humble. He will keep you grounded. He will keep you protected. And most importantly, he'll guide your thoughts.
Absolutely. And that's what we really need to understand, is that when your perspective is in the wrong place, you'll begin to start excuses, but also finding fault in others. And when you make excuses and you find fault in others, what happens is you begin to start making other people accountable for your shortcoming.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to start looking from outward to an outward thing, where the perspective is that I would probably have a better relationship with someone or a better type of life if I looked at myself and saw that my attitude was stank. or looked at myself and saw as I was a nag, or looked at myself on a job and found out I didn't do my job as the way I should have been, and so maybe it's not the supervisor, or maybe it's not the coworker, or maybe it's not the pastor. Lord have mercy, did I go there? And maybe it's not the pastor because of what I might be doing, of my lack of commitment, my lack of showing myself friendly, or my lack of speaking to someone or treating people well. And so what happens is, you know, I need to have some inward perspective to say, am I doing everything that I need to be doing in order to make this situation better? So you get clarity like that. You can sit down and you can look at yourself, whether it's in a relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife, and you can say, wow, they just got up and left. They were tired of me after blah, blah, blah years. I need to look at myself and get some perspective, or did I do everything? Did I hold up my end of the deal?
That's right.
You see, that's perspective of seeing clearly, you know, that I'm not pointing fingers and that I'm not finding fault with everybody else or making excuses, but I need to be responsible for myself and my actions.
Mm-hmm.
Then my what am I doing to help this situation? How am I doing to help this situation? And by me murdering or killing someone, is that going to help my situation or help the situation? That's what perspective is. Perspective says that if I kill these young people and these senior citizens and these people and just shake up so many lives, What is this helping? Is it helping the cause that I was mad that someone took my favorite show off the radio, or you know, if someone is dealing with abortion compared to not abortion, killing all these people, is that gonna help it? The perspective is that most of the time that's not even going to help your situation. It's gonna make people look worse at your situation to think that if you're pro this or you pro that. Then what happens is they say, well, if they pro this and they pro that, the way they treat people, we don't want anybody to be like that. And so the perspective is we got to think about what we're doing. We got to look inward. We got to have some retrospect, look inside what we're doing. Stop making excuses. Stop finding fault. Stop trying to drag other people into the mess that we're doing. And look at our situation clearly. And take the best steps to begin to start being responsible and doing the things that are necessary on our end to make the situation better. Rev B?
Pastor C, that was a good point about being accountable for, you know, the part or the role that we played in whatever the situation is. And a lot of times we often want to put the blame on everybody else. We want to point the finger to everybody else as to why this happened or why it went down. And we're never able to put it in perspective. What role to affect this outcome? Because, you know, things aren't just happening to you just because of somebody else. You know? Nobody just picking on you just because they just picking on you. But what role did you play in this situation? What did you do? You know, and that's about keeping it in perspective. If a relationship went bad, it ain't a one-way street. It's a two-way street. What role did you play?
Two sides of every story.
You know, there's two sides on every coin, you know, heads or tails. You know, you got to be able to put it in perspective and say, well, what did I do? Or what could I have done better? Could we have communicated better? Should we have talked more? You know, just those things. That's about putting it in perspective and being able to reflect and say, okay, this is what I should have done. This is what could salvage the relationship, or this could have made for a better outcome. It didn't have to get to this point. But because we weren't putting perspective, this is what happens. And a lot of times things can be prevented, Pastor C, if we're able to see things clearly.
Exactly.
And when you're able to see it clearly, then you can put it in perspective. A lot of times we're so blinded by other things that go on that we lose focus of the true principles of a relationship or whatever that we're in, that we can't see it until we come out of it. Mm-hmm. The difficulty is to still be able to keep things in perspective while you're in the midst of it.
That's it.
That's difficult. We can put things in perspective after we've come out of something.
The hindsight.
But we've got to be able to put it in perspective while we're still going through it, because that's going to give us the outcome that we figure it out when it's too late, because that's what now. But it's too late.
Yeah.
You want to be able to work through it while you're going through it and keep it focused and keep it in perspective. And that's about, you know, really looking beyond yourself and seeing what you need to do to make it genuine, to make it happen. You know, and a lot of times we can't do that. A lot of times people don't know how to, you know, keep things in perspective while they're in the midst of it. But I can truly say that if you're able to, that will eliminate a lot of the rough times, a lot of the heartaches, a lot of the pain, a lot of that bitterness, a lot of that anger that people have when you come out of bad relationships. Because now you're upset because you lost something, and then you're trying to get it back because now you got a new game perspective. That's just like, I gotta say
on
this.
The rebound.
That's just like you know you break up with somebody and you're separated for a few months, and then they're like, oh, I got it now. Now they want to get back with you because now they got some perspective. But what happened to that perspective when you were in the relationship? That's the That's the key. And just because you got that newfound perspective doesn't mean that he or she is going to take you back.
They might be going out with a new boo.
They done found somebody. No, it don't take long with Facebook and Twitter.
Ah, change your status.
That's right.
One of the things that as a pastor, what I do is try to do counseling with young people that are considering getting married or people that are married, and particularly in the area of having children, and what happens with the guys, my guys, you know, they go on a honeymoon, you know, they have the fire and desire, you know, they got together and you know the Bible says, you know, as the right reverend would say, that marriage is honorable and all, and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God shall judge. But they got married and they get to the honeymoon with their boogum snoogums, and lo and behold, now the baby's on the way.
On the way.
And the husband, he used to hitting the ball and running around the bases, you know, every day. He hitting home runs every day. And now that mama to be is pregnant, that he got to slow his roll a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he mad, he upset that he had to go through all of that, right? Then she has the baby. Come on now.
I'm listening.
And now that she has the baby, she doesn't have time to play ball with him on a daily basis. Now the baby gets up. You know, the babies don't care what time you go to bed. They don't care when you got to go to work. They don't care if you're tired. They don't care if it's raining or cold outside. They don't care if you got a job or don't got. Babies need all the time.
All the time.
And so I try to give the couple perspective that once the child is on the way and the baby is on the way, that the things that you guys did when you were single, the things that you guys did when you didn't have a child, it's totally going to be totally different.
Totally.
And so the perspective is, and that's why it's important to get wisdom from God, wisdom from other people that have gone through, is that you're going to have to adjust your game player. Come mm-hmm. on now.
That's right. That's right.
In between when the baby needs something and when you need something.
That's about perspective.
That's perspective. And so they come with their lip dragging down. Man, she ain't got time for me no more. Right. All she do is care about the baby, man. Right. You know, I try to get to the bedroom. She talking about she tired. Every time I get in there, the baby crying. You know, I can't do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the perspective is you wanted to. You want your child to do good. You want your wife to do good. So the perspective is you need to slow your role play.
That's right. And, you know, and that's why selfishness, you know, keeps people from being able to put things in perspective. Because when you're selfish, it's just all about you and what you
no
want.
Perspective.
And having what you want when you want it. And then if you don't get it, it's everybody else's fault except for yours.
Yeah, he's ready to roll out.
He ready to roll out.
She tired from
right.
Being the baby.
Right.
The baby
and out. And individuals like that have completely lost perspective because they don't see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is now, like you said, you know, your priorities have changed, you know. And so you have to be able to say, you know what? I wanted the wife. I wanted a family. And so now these things are changing, and I have to adjust to that.
Absolutely.
That's perspective. But if you're not able to adjust to that, and you're still trying to function like you're still newlyweds and on a honeymoon,
hey.
But you got a wife and kids, you've lost complete perspective. So
you got a caller on the air.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling in Rev B.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's going on?
How you doing, sir? This is Vac, man. I'm calling into the show just to say how you doing. And, you know, I've been listening to y'all's perspective. And, you know, I'm married. I got four kids. And when I stepped into the game, you know, I wanted to, you know, still I had that high intensity, man. I had that fight, that drive. But
yes, sir.
Every man, yes, but I think it's important to find yourself before you step into that, because now I look at my wife. She's working hard. She's trying to finish her master's. She's working on her teaching, you know, certification. And, you know, those, you know, of course we ain't getting it in like we used to. And so I think it's important.
That's for real. That's for real.
Yeah, that's real. And so as I sit back now, you know, I never would ever cheat on my wife ever just because of who I am, because I sat down, you know, I fasted for 15 days. I did some things in the past, but is my mind still of a man? Yes, sir, it is. But at the end of the day, when I came into it, you know, I made that commitment, and that's where my commitment lies. And I think a lot of people come in and think that, you know, they get selfish, man. They forget what the true purpose is. My true purpose right now is for the kids. It goes bigger than me. When I can look at my youngin' and see that youngin' smiling and enjoying herself and she's appreciating life, then that goes way beyond me. So, you know, I'm just calling in, man. I've been listening. And I think that's, you know, the most important thing is for the man, on the man's side, he has to be stubborn in a way that, you know, it's much bigger than him. He's almost got to be ready and almost found. You know, you got to be found, man. You know, I love God over everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's bigger than my wife, too. So my purpose, when I started having these kids, you know, I didn't say, well, you know, I'm going to just have this kid and then, you know, I'm getting back to business. No, my kid comes first, man. That's my first priority. And so, you know, I think a lot of people miss that conception, man. I think we get spoiled. I think we're used to getting those things. I think we still want to be back in the party scene. You know, but all those things, man, if you don't make that commitment, then not only you not making the commitment to them, you ain't making the commitment to yourself and God above and everything else. So, you know, I just wanted to add my perspective on that. You know, me and Rev be a little tight, so I just wanted to, you know, I'm listening in. It's my first time listening. I'm coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vac, for calling in. Me and Vac go back a long way. We used to teach school together, and we still talk every week just about and check up on each other. So I always tell him, I say, whenever you get a chance, try to listen. So he said he was going to listen tonight, and you know, just appreciate
Absolutely.
The friendship, man. He's a positive young brother doing a good thing, working with kids, and you know, he's a good husband and a good father. So you know, he's somebody that's definitely got the right
perspective
right?
Yeah.
He's got the right perspective. So Vac, thank you for calling in, man. You know, continue to listen, man, and of course, you know, keep doing your thing, man. You know, we're still on the grind, so you know, we're working hard.
and Zach, once the kids get out of the house, you can get back to the honeymoon.
Hey, I want to let you know, I did celebrate my birthday, and believe me, it was, like I said, you just got to appreciate those times, man.
Hey.
You know, you take those one nights out, get the hotel, do what you got to do. And them,
yes, sir.
Them is just as sweet as you running to the club every weekend. So,
yeah,
you know,
man.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, kids come first, man. And I let God take care of everything first. After that, you know. So that's just my position on it, man. I ain't even worried about, you know. So I think so many of us get caught up on what they think. Even it's almost like a competition. What, you know, what your wife doing? You know, I think sometimes, man, we go on trips. We do trips. You know, guys are asking me to go on trips with them. Man, I don't do no trips. We don't do trips to Puerto Rico. We don't do trips to Brazil, man. Those ain't trips. And then then your wife's doing trips. You know, now your relationship is tripping.
Yeah.
You know,
how about that?
So, you know, I don't do those things. You know, and me and my wife, when we sat down, we drew up. It was almost like a chalk talk. If y'all know about any kind of sports, it was like, look, this is what we're going to do first. This is what we're going to do next. So the plan was already in place. So you choose your plan, you go with it, and like I said, regardless, you know, God is first. He's going to take care of me at the end of the day like he's been doing, and he's going to keep blessing me regardless of what happens because I stay loyal and truthful to my path. So, you know, my selfishness is not with her. My selfishness is with God. So, you know, you take that route, and he's taking care of me, man. He brought me to life, man. Rev B, you saw it last 2 weeks ago. Rev B saw it 2 weeks ago. I ain't played ball in 2 years. Brought me to life. So you just keep it going.
That's right. We had a high school alumni thing out in Montgomery County, and you know, Vac was a high school legend in our neighborhood. So, and I called him to see if he was going to be out there, and he said, "Man, I don't know if I don't have enough gas in the tank." But once he got out there and started running around for a little bit, he looked back. He looked like 88 all over
there
again.
There you go.
So, but you know, like you say, it's just about perspective. You know, I mean, you still go back and you know. You see some of the people you went to school with is like that, but, you know, your life is changing. You're not having that a high school mentality or anything, but, you know, you say hi, hello, your fellowship, and realize you still got a wife and kids at home.
That's
so,
right.
You know, that's perspective. That's definitely perspective.
No doubt. Hey, like I said, fam, I appreciate the both of y'all, man. Keep it up. And, you know, I'm not going to burn your ear, but like I said, you know, great things, man. Great things are happening, so y'all keep it up, man. You know, we need this.
Thank you so much, Vac. Thanks, I'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Yeah, that was good on the male side, man.
Yeah, you know, When my
wife was having our children, you know, I went to the doctor with her, and the doctor said, well, brother, you know, in order for your wife to go to full term with these kids, we're going to have to put you on the sidelines until the children come. And my perspective was I stay on the sideline for 9 months. I have no problem because I want my wife to be healthy and I want my children to be healthy. And that happened with both her pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the pregnancy, she started spotting. Doctor said, brother, you got to go on the sideline. And he looked at me and I was like, cool, no problem. You know, I know God, and God's going to keep me, and I want my wife to be well, and I want my child to be well. And so there wasn't even a thing of thinking about it. And so, you know, the whole 9 months, we learned to, you know, just talk to each other, go for walks, you know, get to know each other on a greater level
on
in
a
some,
greater
other,
level.
Some
yeah.
other areas.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
until the baby came, until, you know, the 6 weeks or how long it took, you know,
right.
after the pregnancy, you know, but, you know, that's the perspective that I had was, you know, for the health of my wife, for the health of my children, you know, I tell the all the time, nobody's ever I see you having sex.
That's right.
There's no crash cart.
But let them tell.
There's no crash carts in emergency.
Cold red, cold blue,
they're coded.
Exactly.
What's wrong with him? He ain't had sex in 9 months.
Exactly. But let them tell it. You know, that's the perspective that they have. It's like a selfish perspective. And, you know, just like, you know, my buddy Vactor just said, and just like you said, you learn to appreciate what you have. But, you know, when those moments do present itself, then you take full advantage of it. But
that's
understand
right.
that those times, those situations, and those moments are not always going to be there. And that's about putting things in perspective. You know, you still have a wife. You still have a kid. You know,
mm-hmm.
you still need to be a father.
That's
you
right.
still need to be a husband. You know, and of course, you know, when those things subside for a moment and you have downtime or whatever, then you take full advantage of it. But, you know, every time you want something doesn't mean that you have to have it. And that's the problem is that, you know, we so selfish, like, okay, we come home and we have this over urge and, you know, we're like, we need to get it in now. But guess what? It ain't happening. And that's about keeping things in perspective. It may not happen for various
nine
reasons.
9 months.
You know, it may not happen for various reasons, you know, but whatever it is, you learn to keep it
in perspective
and say, you know what? Okay, it's not happening now, but at some point in time, it will.
That's right. Have another kid.
And that's right. You know, yeah. You know, the situation will will present itself. And I think that's the key, is, you know, never feel that, you know, a no now means no forever.
Come on now.
You know, don't ever think that, you know, because you've been denied now, that that's the way that it's always going
just
to
the
be.
Delay.
It's just the delay. It's just like, okay, we got to work through this. We got to be patient. It's about keeping things in perspective. And that's with anything in life. Whatever you desire to have in life, just because it didn't work out the first time doesn't mean that it's not going to happen the second time around. You know, just because you didn't get one job or you didn't get one, you know, situation that you like or whatever, it didn't work out for you, doesn't mean that it's not going to present itself again. It's just about keeping it in perspective. Just because it's not your time now doesn't mean that it's always not going to be your
That's
time.
So important.
Sometimes it just may not be your season.
It's so important.
You know, your season may not be for another year or another 2 years. But you know what? It's about keeping it in perspective and say, you know what? God's not telling me no now. He's just saying, you know what? You just need to wait a little while. There's some things that I need you to put in perspective. I love that word.
Yeah.
Before I bring you into your season.
Yeah, get yourself straight.
Get yourself straight. Yeah. Work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work on doing what you need to do so when that time comes for you to walk into your season, you'll be ready to handle whatever God wants you to have. I tell people all the time, you know, sometimes people want stuff out of life, and when they get it, they realize they're not able to handle it.
Not ready for it.
You know, and we look at this all the time, you know, Pastor C, is that, you know, you look at these athletes and these people with all of these high-paying jobs, and they get out here, and they lose complete perspective because the money has all. We saw Steve Francis, who played in the
Maryland.
NBA. Yeah, played at Maryland, played for the Houston Rockets. Person, like, I didn't even know who he was. And I said, you know, it's amazing that this guy who had it all, and you see him now, and it's all nothing. You know, it just amazed me. And it was to the point where my brother was sitting next to me. And, man, I feel like I'm about to cry. And I hugged him and I said, you know what? I said, this is a teachable moment. I said, you know what? I said, now, look, this guy, you know, he may still have money. But I said, you look at him, you can tell he's not happy. He's just going through life doing whatever. And I said, you know what? I said, that helps you keep things in perspective and lets you know that, guess what? Even people who you think are happy and have all of the money in the world, at the end of the day, they can come crashing down just as fast as anybody else. And I say, just because you're able to go out here and buy whatever you want and do whatever you want, still at the
doesn't
end of the
make
day,
you happy.
Doesn't make you happy. And I said, that's perspective.
Absolutely.
I said, if you can go home and you can go to sleep and you ain't got to take no medicine or no drugs to make you
make come on, you Michael Jackson.
Come on, Michael
Jackson.
Come on, Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? That's keeping it in perspective. That's like, you know what? I got something here. I can go to sleep at night and sleep
without anesthesia.
Yeah, and not be worried about nothing. That's something a lot of people wish they could have. You know, they taking all these sleeping pills and whatever else to ease their pain and ease their worries. I said, so it's about being able to keep things in perspective, and most importantly, learning to really appreciate what you have, because the world,
my goodness,
will paint a picture that everybody that has money is happy, and that's not the case.
Never.
You know, and we lose perspective of that, because I tell you, the more you have, the more problems will going to present itself. And if you're not strong enough to be able to deal what comes with that, because the word of God says to much is given, much is required. And so if you got more, you're going to have to work harder to sustain it and maintain it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and everybody's not able to do that. And that's why people come crashing down at the end of the day, because, you know, they have so much going on that at the end of the day, life is controlling them instead of them being able to control their life. And so, you know, we have to be able to really keep things in perspective and understand, you know, what's important to you. Your family is
important. Thank you.
You know, family's important.
Thank you.
Because at the end of the day, sometimes that's all you got. That's your it. Family and your life is all you got.
That's it.
And, everybody else, you
not
can
all
pick
your
and,
friends,
no,
all
you
your
can
boys
pick and, choose,
and your
yeah.
girls.
Yeah.
When push comes to shove, you don't have no money, you don't have no transportation, you gonna go back to mama and them. Ma, can I get the car? Dad, can I get the car? And family is critical. Family is critical. You know, you really gotta understand that when they gone, they gone. And you sitting around, wow, I wish I would spend more time with my family. That's perspective you got now on the back end, that you wish you would have spent more time with your family, that you would have enjoyed it a little bit more, the cookouts that they invited you to that you didn't come to. You would have enjoyed a little bit more the Thanksgiving and the Christmas time where you didn't have time with
Easter,
them. You know, whatever
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
The times that you have right now are so precious because, and I know it's cliche, is that, you know, life is short.
Mm-hmm.
But that's perspective, Rev B. Life is short.
Yeah,
it's like a vapor. We're like grass that withers. The Bible talks about it. We're here today and gone tomorrow.
And gone tomorrow.
That's perspective.
Yeah. And it's so sad, you know, and I know we said this earlier in the show. It's so sad that tragedy forces you to put things in perspective. Some people don't get it until a family member dies, and they're like, oh.
Now you mugging with it.
Yeah, now it's all in your face, and now you begin to really appreciate what you have. But why does somebody have to lose a life for you to see what you really have, to see how important family is to you? Then listen, you may not like all of your family, but at the end of the day, that's all you got. That's all you got, you know. And that's it. You know, and so, but it shouldn't take tragedy or something out of the ordinary for you to say, you know what, now I see it. But you should be able to put it in perspective in the midst of it while you're going through that. That's the key. Don't let life treat you, you know, or do something unfortunate to you where you're forced to do these things. You know, sickness shouldn't have to force you to live right. Like, you know, drinking, not drinking and not smoking and eating right and all. Sickness shouldn't have to do that. You should already have that perspective.
Yeah, a DWI, now you right. don't have a license.
Exactly. Now can I go here? Because this, you know, I just loved it. You know, using protection.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Catching an STD.
There you go.
Catching an STD should not have to make you put things in perspective about your sexual lifestyle.
And don't forget about the AIDS conference
and the AIDS
this week.
The AIDS
conference this week.
That's right. You know,
in
yeah.
Washington, D.C.
That's right. Yeah, we want to put that out there, you know, that they will be having the AIDS conference this week here in Washington, D.C. I think it started today.
It started today.
And it'll run through Friday. So definitely go to, what is it, the
AIDS.gov.
That's right. And you'll be able to see that on it. I think you can also go to the Center for
CDC,
CDC, Center for Disease Control.gov as well. So check those out. But, you know, getting those things.
Get tested.
You know, get tested. Getting those things should not make you have to be able to put things in perspective. You should already know.
And Doc, that's what comes with getting wisdom. The perspective that people need to really have is that you need to get wisdom, and not just any wisdom, but you need to get some godly wisdom. And that's when you need to spend time with God, spend time with His Word. And when you spend time with God and His Word, it gives you perspective of what's going on in life, because truly there's nothing new under the sun. And when you have that perspective that, you know, this is what God said, if I have do A, then B will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do C, then D will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And He gives you the blueprint. He gives you the wisdom to be able to have the perspective that when everybody's going through the wide gate that leads to destruction, I should go through the narrow gate that's going to lead to a righteousness and a prosperous
salvation.
Life.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And salvation.
That's right.
And that's the perspective that we need. We need a godly perspective, a overview that says, hey, that there's some choices that I make, that if I make these choices, that my life can be better off, but if I make these choices, my life will be worse off. That's the biblical perspective mm-hmm. that people need to turn to, because the majority of people that I know that have followed the biblical perspective have been better off than those who have not, because you're looking at the wisdom of God that has already been there and knows everything.
That's right.
And if you stick to it, amen, you might be the only one going to the narrow gate. And it talks about that it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle,
that's right,
than a rich man to get into heaven.
Get into heaven, that's
that,
right.
That you know, you look at that perspective. Your focus shouldn't be simply on the riches and the wealth of this world, but it should be with your relationship and your spiritual relationship with God that will help you to have the perspective that no matter what situation you're in, you can trust and you can lean and you can depend on Him to help you make it through. That's the godly perspective that we all need to get to. And I don't try to force anything on anybody. I say try it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Try it for yourself, and you'll realize that following that godly wisdom, having that godly perspective, will make your life a whole lot better. And when things happen, you already have the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to deal with it. So when tragedy or whatever comes mugging you in your face, you won't get in your feelings, you won't get distracted, you won't get knocked off your game, because you already know how to deal with it, because you spent time, you took the perspective to spend time to study and getting to know God and knowing His perspective. So now you know how to deal with it correctly, and people are looking at you saying, wow, this happened to him, but Rev B remained cool. Rev B, you know, he didn't fall apart. He Pastor C didn't fall apart, because we have a perspective on things that if it comes our way, it's not going to make us weaker, but it's going to make us stronger. Rev B, I'm not preaching tonight. I'm just saying.
No, you're good. And that's what we have to see about perspective. You know, how does following Christ outweigh staying on this road of the world? And a lot of times we're not able to see the benefits of following Christ and being spiritually grounded because we got all of the distractions, you know, and people are consumed with the external presentation, and people can perpetrate a fraud all the time. They will tell you that life is good, life is wonderful because we have all of these material possessions, but deep down inside, they're some of the most miserable and bitter people that you will ever meet. But when you're grounded with Christ, you understand, even if I don't have every single material possession in the world, I'm good. I'm good. Because I'm still grounded. He's still letting me know that I'm on the right road. And then when I leave here, I've already made plans as to where my soul will rest.
I'm good.
You're good. And when you die, you can't take none of this worldly stuff with you anyway.
Whether I got the Sears special or the North Face.
Exactly. It doesn't even matter.
I got a coat.
You got a coat to keep you warm, you know? You know what I'm saying? Whether you got some cotton sheets or some silk sheets, it don't matter.
I'm good.
It doesn't matter.
I'm good.
You're good. And that's about keeping it in perspective. And most importantly, it's about knowing what you need and not always having what you want. When you go through life having and trying to consume what you want, you'll never be satisfied, because wants do not always and will never satisfy you completely. They'll make you feel good for a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But if you have your needs met, you will always be happy. But then most importantly, you'll always be able to keep things in perspective. And I think that's the key is to know exactly what you need in comparison to what you want. And you can't go through life always, like I say, always worried about what you want. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And then trying to make your wants your needs. Well, I need this. No, you don't need that. You just want that.
There you go.
because you're being selfish.
We're gonna take a break and come back. Again, you want to be part of this conversation, you want to call us at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569, trying to get some perspective. If you haven't heard anything tonight, we're talking about a perspective, godly perspective, how getting perspective will help you see clearly and be able to make the right decision. So please, man, please serve you. Get a chance. Call us at 347-324-5569. We're getting to the bottom of our second hour.
tuning in. We had a little technical difficulty at the beginning of the program. Usually start at 7. We started at 7. We're going to continue on till 9:30 tonight. So we have about 25 minutes to continue this conversation. But please, ma'am, please, sir, we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Holding on through the break. Again, we are talking about perspective tonight, and hoping that everyone is just taking a little time to look back and gain some perspective of over the things that have occurred or happened in your life, or the things that are going on in the world, and how going through the process of getting to the point where now you can see clearly, and now you can see and you can understand what was going on. Many times people have to go through different challenges in their life before they can say clearly that, you know, this wasn't for my bad, but it was for my good. And particularly in ministry, you see it all the time where you face challenges and you go through things. But at the end of the day, you say it wasn't for my bad, but it was for my good. And the enemy might have meant it for my bad, but God meant it for my good, because I learned, I understood that now I can go to the next level in ministry or in my relationship with my wife or kids because of having gone through this. And that's where you get perspective, whether it's with your mom, your dad, your wife, or your children. You begin to understand that, hey, we went through this because this is making us better, making us wiser. So when the next thing comes up, we'll be able to say, hey, this wasn't that bad after all. This wasn't as devastating as I thought it was, because I know that there's ways of dealing with it. And if I keep my right frame of mind, if I keep my right thoughts, I know that I can make it through this, but not only make it through this, perspective, say, hey, this came so that I can learn something, so that I can teach somebody else something. And so by me learning something and going through and teaching somebody else, then they can turn to God and understand that this is.
And that's perspective, is to know that somehow or another, is that God is going to get the glory out of the negative of this situation, and many times that's all that we see, is we see negative perspective of the situation, and we're not able to really be able to see the positives of the situation, and that's key, is to be able to add and keep control of those thoughts and always think positive. You know, no matter what it may look like, you say, you know what, it's still going to be a positive outcome. No matter what people have told you, the doctors have told you, whatever, it's still going to be a positive outcome. Because that's your limit is limitless, which means it goes above and beyond. There's no limit to what God can do and what God is going to turn out of this situation. So it could look wrong here, but if you put it turn out with a totally different perspective, you can't do that. And that's why so many people who wear their emotions on their own. You can tell when they're going through something because it's just all downhill. You know, they've been eating on lemons and their faces is, you know, all dragging. You can't get them to do nothing. They don't want to praise the Lord. They nothing. Everything is woe. Feel sorry for me. I'm having a that's what you're doing. But if you have a spiritual foundation, folks don't even know when you're going through. They have no idea what you're going through because you're still carrying it like everything is all good. And it is all good. It's a matter of being patient and learning to work through it and to praise God as you're going through. That is perspective.
And Rev B, what I've been finding out, and you know, observing the things that are going on in Aurora, Colorado, and the things in Columbine, the things with Arizona, the senator, what's her name, Gabby Giffords,
yes,
and the things she went through, and all of these tragedies, is that it you begin to start seeing people rely on their faith. They rely on it that, hey, you know, all of this has gone down the hill, I do remember my relationship with God. And that's how God gets the glory out of a lot of these things. Not to say that God allows these things or wants these things to happen, but people begin to start turning back to their faith and saying, hey, you know, I forgot about my faith. I forgot about, you know, my relationship with God. I forgot. I had got so caught up in the world that I even begin to stop forgetting to pray over my food when I sit down. And, you know, we begin to start saying, okay, let me put this in perspective that, you know, the most important thing, like Brother Zach was saying, the most important thing is God.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can put these things in perspective. You know, Giffords was I believe she's a congresswoman or a senator?
I believe she was a congresswoman, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And she you know, got shot in the head and she lived. And, you know, the most important thing now is not her being a congresswoman but her most important thing is getting well and being around her. Their perspective is family, you know, trying to help others get through it. You know, there were so many tragedies. That particular fellow fire, you know, and it president or whatever, it's when I go home and I lay down and I talk and interact with my friends and my family. That's what's important. That's what makes us human. That's what makes us real. That's when we connect with each other, when we're loving each other and caring for each other, when we're looking out for each other. That's the perspective that we need to have more and more, Rev B. We need to get off the race tip without the social and economic tip, the haves and the have not, the middle class, you name it, all kind of class. But we need to really start focusing on and helping each other together, and because all of us help each other to experience wellness, which spills over into our other nations and other countries. That does nothing for our wellness. That does nothing for our health. That does nothing for this world. And so the perspective is the principle that Jesus taught a long time ago, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, and that commandment, that word right there is resonating as perspective throughout all these tragedies and all our relationships. A whole lot better off,
right? Right. And Pastor C, that's a great point right there. That's perspective. It's learning to love and to deal with one another in the same way that you want them to deal with you. That's perspective. You know, that's perspective. How you want to treat them. It's a difference. Because sometimes the way we treat people is not the way we should treat them, because we treat them in selfish mode,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the word of God says you would want to do unto them as you would want them to do unto you, which means you need to learn how to do it
kingdom
the right way. And you gotta know how to do it the right way all the time. And you have to be able to do it to everybody. Not just particular people, not just your friends over here, but in a likewise manner all the time, regardless of who they are, regardless of what perspective, and say, this is the way God wants me to deal with this situation. That's about keeping it in perspective. And you can never lose sight of everybody, regardless of who it is. And that kind of tails on what we were talking about last week with the whole forgiveness process, compassion for people. You can't.
Exactly.
You know, you can't hear folks unless you've got perspective. You know, you can't start that healing unless you've got perspective. Glimpse of the bigger picture.
Yeah, you went through the process.
That's right. You've been through the process, and you just don't have big. If you see the bigger picture, you're able to put things in perspective and see how doing this the right way is going to benefit you instead of just being stuck in your feelings and doing everything based off of your emotion. That perspective allows you above and beyond, you know, anything and everything. It brings out stuff in you that you didn't even know you had. That's perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
and you grow. And young men and young women, you grow by learning how to gain the proper perspective. You understand. You begin to start understanding your parents, your grandparents, your people on your job. When you get older and you get that wisdom because you got a better perspective, you're a little more able to deal with things better. But it comes from age and being able to work at it. So when situations happen, you're still working it, and it's a lifelong process. you know, of learning how to work at it. But when you realize it's a lifelong process, that's when you have the perspective that, you know, it's not all going to happen overnight. It's not going to transpire in that moment that you want it to transpire. That's the perspective we're trying to tell people tonight, is to learn the time frames, learn to wait, learn to be patient, learn to make moments teachable moments, learn to get self-control, learn to appreciate other people that are trying to teach you or work with you, learn to get a relationship with God. And when you have those perspectives in all those areas, you'll find your life and your relationship and your community will begin to start fostering wellness. You know how to get along with your neighbor. You know how to get along with your spouse and your children and the folks on your job, because you have a perspective that I can change my attitude. I can change the way I deal with people because I have a perspective that I have the tendency, I have the ability to guide. I have, by making the choice to be positive, to be accurate, to be consistent, I have the ability to guide these things, and I no longer remain a victim. I no longer remain unpowered, but I'm empowered because I have the perspective that I can change the situation by the way I act and the way I respond.
Excellent. You know, that's something that we really need to, we want to drive that point home. I know we're getting ready to wrap up in a few minutes. I know we got about less than about 10 minutes left, but you know, we really want people to understand that, you know, putting things in perspective sometimes is a process, you know, but the key is not to overreact to anything. Don't let your emotions take so much control over you that you wind up in wrong decisions. Many times our worst decisions that have been made have been done based on what we felt, and not done off of what is right and doing it from perspective. When you do decisions off of emotion and not perspective, they're always going to wind up on the wrong side of the fence. But get some perspective first. Allow to go through the process. So get some insight of the situation and say, you know what? Let me subside these emotions. Let my feelings calm down.
Because it might not be.
My anger, you know, cool down a little bit. You know, because soon as something happens, we react, we make decisions, and that's not how it's supposed to be. You know, cool off first. Cool down. Get some perspective, and say, okay, what's the right reaction here? Then when you do that, things work out a little better. But when somebody does something to you, immediately it's the boom, it's a reflex. You go right back off the emotion. And that's why, you know, we wind up getting in these crazy situations and these crazy predicaments, because it's all about emotion. Mm. You know, and it happens. It happens. I've seen it happen to the best of people, where they do things based off of emotion. Oh, he did it to me, I'm going to do it to him. She did it to me, I'm going to do it to her. But just tit for tat, back and forth, like they're playing tennis. Boom, boom, boom. You do one thing, I'm going to do another.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you've lost complete perspective of the whole situation. And the sad part about it is none of this tit for tat is benefiting anybody. All it's doing is making the situation that much worse and blowing it completely out of proportion.
Mushroom cloud.
Yeah, because you've
lost. It's gone nuclear.
That's right, gone nuclear. Because you lost perspective. And then the more you do it, all it does is trigger more of that rage. And the next thing you know, it leads to abuse. Everybody's wiped out. Then it becomes abusive. It becomes verbal, then abusive and physical. And, you know, just all of that. Because at that point in time, you've lost all perspective. And when you deal with people that have no perspective,
you know what you got out in Colorado.
Exactly. This is what you get out in Colorado. You know, this is what you get down at VTech and these other places. This is what you get when, you know, you have these kids come to school and, you know, shooting up the classrooms and all these other things, because they have lost complete perspective of what's going on.
And you don't want to end up with that. You don't want to end up with that situation, because when you end up with that situation, it's total chaos. You're out of control. things aren't working or won't work the way that they need to work. And so you really have to be careful not to act on the spur of the moment. Take a step back, inhale, exhale. It might not be what someone said. Someone would have told a lie. And if you didn't say, let me check, because that's that real be.
And that's the other thing, Pastor. You find out all the
facts. The facts.
Investigate.
Somebody might have told you a lie.
That's right. Somebody could have told you a lie for the sole purpose of getting action out of you. You know, so know the facts, know the situation, and once you got everything that you need, put it in perspective and then make your decision. Don't just do anything off of what somebody said. People
all the time.
All the time, every day. You know, and they could just be doing it for the sole purpose of getting you all stirred up.
And
once they got you.
Got you sitting out there looking like a fool.
Looking like boo-boo the fool.
So whenever someone calls and the teachers or something say something of you, my kids, as much love how to lie. They came here knowing how to lie.
Right.
That's my perspective. I know the kids came here knowing how to lie.
Right.
I didn't have to teach them how to lie, Doc. My perspective is they came here knowing how to lie.
Right. That's right. They knew how to manipulate the situation. That's right. So you're absolutely right. And so you want to get perspective. Get both sides of the story. Know the facts. Know the situation. Know the parties. Know who you're dealing with.
Know what you're
dealing with. You know, some people we know ain't got no type of credibility. You're like, please, I'm not listen to nothing.
I'm not even going to entertain
that. They're not even entertaining it. You know, and sometimes we entertain stuff that we know is not coming from a credible source whatsoever. And we just feed into it. We feed into the drama. We got some drama magnets out here. They just feed off the drama and just confusion and chaos. And they know that the stuff they're dealing with is not even coming from credible people, which makes it so crazy. I know we got 1 minute left. And before we get off the air, don't forget, hit us up on Facebook, Pastors Aid, PASTORSAID. Hit us up on Facebook. And also, don't forget to hit us up on Twitter, PACDC316. And don't forget, once we go off the air in about a few minutes, you can go back and listen to tonight's show in its entirety, as well as all of our other episodes in the on-demand section of the blogtalkradio.com/Pastors Aid. You can go down to on-demand. And also, don't forget, starting tomorrow at the Heart of God Baptist Church, we will be in Vacation Bible School. Don't forget the address of 7100 Chesapeake Road, Landover Hills, Suite 205 and 206, Monday through Friday. All right, so now that you've got the resources,
get connected.
Good night. God bless.